Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years in Jagannath Puri, Episode 4, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 3. One day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the sea to bathe, Lord Chaitanya suddenly saw a sand dune named Chatakaparvata. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the sand dune for Govardhan Hill and ran towards it. Hantayam adir abala haridasa varyo yad Ramakrishna charanas parasha pramodah manang tonoti sahago ganayos tayor yat paniya suyabasa kandara kanda mulai. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, as well as their calves, cows, and cowherder friends, with all kinds of necessities, such as water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. And in this way, Govardhan offers respects to Lord Krishna. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. And reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran toward the sand dune as fast as the wind. His servant Govinda ran after Lord Chaitanya, but he could not approach the Lord. First, one devotee shouted loudly, and then a tumultuous uproar arose as all the devotees stood up and began to run after Lord Chaitanya. Swarup Damodara Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhara Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, and Shankara Pandit are just some of the devotees who ran after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati also went towards the beach, and Bhagavan Acharya, who was lame, followed them very slowly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running with the speed of the wind, but Lord Chaitanya suddenly became stunned in ecstasy and lost all strength to proceed further. The flesh at each of his pores erupted like pimples, and Lord Chaitanya's bodily hairs standing on end appeared like kadamba flowers. Blood and perspiration flowed incessantly from every pore of Lord Chaitanya's body, and Lord Chaitanya could not speak even a word, but simply produced a gargling sound within his throat. Lord Chaitanya's eyes filled and overflowed with unlimited tears, like the Ganges and Yamuna meeting in the sea. Lord Chaitanya's entire body faded to the color of a white conchel, and then Lord Chaitanya began quivering like the waves in the ocean. While quivering in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down on the ground. Then Govinda approached Lord Chaitanya. Govinda sprinkled water from a karanga water pot all over Lord Chaitanya's body, and then, taking his own outer garment, Govinda began fanning Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Swarup Damodara and the other devotees reached the spot and saw the condition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began crying. All eight kinds of transcendental transformations were visible in Lord Chaitanya's body. All the devotees were struck with wonder to see such a sight. Loudly the devotees chanted the Hare Krishna mantra near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and washed his body with cold water. After the devotees had been chanting for a long time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly stood up and shouted, Hari Bol! When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, all the Vaishnavas loudly chanted, Hari, Hari, in great jubilation. The auspicious sound filled the air in all directions. Astonished, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and began looking here and there, trying to see something, but Lord Chaitanya could not catch sight of it. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all the Vaishnavas, Lord Chaitanya returned to partial external consciousness and then spoke to Swarup Damodara. Who has brought me here from Govardhan Hill? I was seeing Lord Krishna's pastimes, but now I cannot see them. Oh, today I went from here to Govardhan Hill to find out if Krishna was tending his cows there. I saw Lord Krishna climbing Govardhan Hill and playing his flute, surrounded on all sides by grazing cows. Hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, Srimati Radharani and all her gopi friends came there to meet Krishna. They were all very nicely dressed. When Krishna and Srimati Radharani entered a cave together, the other devotees asked me to pick some flowers. Just then, all of you made a tumultuous sound and carried me from there to this place. Why have you brought me here, causing me unnecessary pain? I had a chance to see Krishna's pastimes, but now I can no longer see them. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began weeping. And when all the Vaishnavas saw Lord Chaitanya's condition, they also wept. At that time, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati arrived. Seeing them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became somewhat respectful. Lord Chaitanya then returned to complete external consciousness, immediately offering prayers to them. Then these elderly gentlemen both embraced Lord Chaitanya with loving affection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said to Puri Goswami and Brahmananda Bharati, Why have the two of you come so far? Paramananda Puri Goswami then replied, Oh, we came just to see your dancing. And when he heard this, Lord Chaitanya felt somewhat ashamed. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to bathe in the sea along with all the Vaishnavas. After bathing in the sea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence with all of the devotees. Then they all lunched on the remnants of food offered to Lord Jagannath. The author, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, now says, Thus, I have described the transcendental ecstatic emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why, even Lord Brahma cannot describe their influence. In his book Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha, Raghunath Das Goswami has very vividly described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of running towards the Chataka Parvata sand dune. Samipe Niladresh Chataka Giri Rajasya Kalanad Aye Goshte Govardhan Giri Pating Lokitum Itah Vrajan Asmiti Uktva Pramada Iva Dhavan Avadritto Ganai Swire Gorango Hridaya Udayan Mang Madayati. Near Jagannath Puri is a great sand dune known as Chataka Parvata. And seeing that hill, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Oh, I shall go to the land of Raja to see Govardhan Hill. Then Lord Chaitanya began running madly towards it, and all the Vaishnavas ran after Lord Chaitanya. Oh, this scene awakens in my heart and maddens me. The author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, now says, So, who can properly describe all the uncommon pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? they are all simply his play, and I have briefly described them just to give an indication of Lord Chaitanya's transcendental pastimes. Nevertheless, anyone who hears this will certainly attain shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Recorded July 1, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.